Human. Human. Male. Male, it's a male. There. Human. No. Stay still. Let's not struggle. You'll tire well before I do. Gotcha. Human. You're pinned. There's no way left to go, human. Pardon me, drooling on your face. I can hardly contain myself. What am I? What am I? Can you not tell? My skin is black as obsidian, devouring every glimmer of light. Twin embers burn in my eyes. Elish irises alive with infernal passion. From their corners, flames flicker outward, fueled by unyielding devotion. My paws and tails are shrouded in fur of black and crimson, each claw is sharp as a dagger. My lust is immeasurable and eternal. Must you really ask what I am? Do you not read your monster girl encyclopedia before venturing out into the volcanic regions alone, human? You got lost and didn't know you were in the volcanic regions, you say. I know this area still looks like a forest, but there's several volcanoes nearby. You're just about in the heart of a volcanic region. You didn't mean to be here. Pity, it matters not. You belong to me now, human. Since you know not about hellhounds, allow me to clue you in. I am going to violate you. I have no regard for your feeble nature. We will copulate until you capitulate. You will become my husband, and I will care for and protect you. You're mine now. Human, you misunderstand me. I am not asking. Your clothes are in the way. Stay still. I do not wish to nick you with my claws. Though I'm barely covered as is, allow me to just... remove my own thin coverings. It's time, human. Yes. You have no idea how long I've waited for this, human. Get hard for me. Get hard for me. Stop struggling. You can't escape me, human. I may not be bigger than you, but I am far, far stronger than you. You will be mine. You will submit. You're my husband now, and I have a ravenous appetite, and I'm craving you. I'm going to use you. You will be mine. Get hard from me. Stop struggling. You can't escape me, human. Even if I weren't pinning you down, I'm too strong. You'd never get me off you. Besides, the more you struggle, the more aroused I get. You seem to be enjoying it, too. Your cock is growing. I feel so good. You've been waiting. I've been waiting. We've been waiting our entire lives for this. Oh, You have no idea what it's like to have sexual desire filling your brain, eating you every waking moment of every single day. I'm so excited to finally be able to quench my thirst. Masturbation doesn't even take so much as the edge off. I need this. I need you. It's so hard. I can't wait. I'm gonna put it in now, human. I'm so excited. Have you finally made it this far? Human, I'm gonna pound you into the dirt. I'm going to put my hands on your shoulders for leverage. Don't try anything funny, or only get rougher. Besides, you're not strong enough anyway. I feel so good. I'm so glad to finally have a cock filling me up and new husband. Oh, what? I'm drooling on you. I can't help it. You have no idea how it feels to long for this your entire life, to have such a strong desire to fornicate that never goes away. I've had a lifetime of carnal desires. It's okay, though. I have you to help me with them now. You're my new husband. You're going to breed me. You belong to me now. You will submit eventually. Don't you like how my pussy feels? I love how your cock feels inside of me. I've never felt so full, so whole. I finally feel complete with you inside me. I'm sick of being so... couldn't cup your scent. I suppose you humans call it horny. Horny so much for so long has really degraded my mind. All I can think about is dick. Now all I'll be able to think about is your dick. I'm already growing so desirous. I want you so bad. I want you so hard that the only thing coming out of your cock is so sad, a little wisps of air. I'll empty your balls so much that even your descendants will have anorgasmia. They won't be able to come no matter how good it feels. Whatever you think I'm doing, fucking you. Emptying everything you have right into my womb. I'll fuck you again and again until I'm satisfied. Although, I'll let you in on a little secret. Hellhounds are never satisfied, in case you couldn't already tell. Human, you'll live with me in these warm volcanic regions. I know they're delicate, fragile, weak. It's okay though, I'll take care of all your needs. I assume you'll be far removed in any circumstance. I must keep you close by, but we inevitably need to procreate again at any time. Feel me slamming down onto you. Like this feeling reprinted into your brain. You'll be feeling it a lot more. I've heard stories from hounds, them fornicating with their men so much they struggle to walk. Why not, my precious husband? I'll do what I can to help you out afterwards. Nothing else. You'll never need to worry about what you call blue balls. Now, you're going to breed me. Breed me, human. Knock me up, as you humans say. Impregnate me with our future offspring. Fill me with the seed of our future offspring. We'll be together, have new hellhound daughters, and we can fornicate, or rather fuck, every day, all for the rest of your human life. Inseminate me, release your seed, empty yourself inside me, give me everything you have. As humans say, come, come inside me, come inside me and be with me forever. Give it to me. Breed me. Bring your children to me directly into my womb. My womb has been craving male seed for a long, long time. And I feel funny. Is this what coming feels like? I'm about to come. I want you to do the same. Come now. Come for me. Shoot your seed into my womb. Come for me. Come. I'm coming. I'm coming. So, this is what a cream pie feels like. Keep coming, empty yourself completely inside me. Let it all out. I'm finally satiated. My mind has never felt so clear. I can feel your seed inside me. There's so much of it sloshing around my womb. I think I might just get addicted to this feeling. Not that it makes much difference in how frequent we'll need to breed anyway. I must warn you though, human, while you've satiated me for this very moment, it won't last long before my body is just itching for more. I have a colossal appetite for sex. My libido is extraordinarily immense, and I can be quite fierce. Nobody will stop us from fornicating, although I welcome them to try. I will be unquestionably vicious. If anybody tries to interfere or so much as lay a hand on you, I'll send them straight to the depths of hell. I will do anything to keep you safe, my love. If I recall the human terminology I used earlier, we will fuck. We'll fuck and we'll fuck and we'll fuck until you give yourself to me. Until your love for me is absolute. My lust for you will only continue to grow. You will stay by my side for my inevitable urges. Whenever craving arises, I might just push you down and restrain you. I care not where we are. We will fuck right where we are. Oh, and don't you even dare try to escape. Not only will I be by your side at all times, but catching you would be effortless, as evidenced by earlier. I'm going to pin you down and milk you for all you're worth over the next few days, or rather, for the rest of your life, rather. We will do it multiple times a day if I'm to sate my urges temporarily. I hope you don't mind me gorging myself on your body, because you can't do anything to stop me. Don't worry, though. You'll acquiesce soon enough. Although, I won't be holding back. Even when you do submit, I will ravage your body and milk you dry again and again. I'll be as ferocious as I need be. Don't worry, though. My goal is not to hurt you, only to fuck you. You'll learn to love it. Oh, if you didn't knock me up already, we'll keep going till you do.